Matzah Shabbos, Vayakel Pikudei, Parshas Purim. Pasuk in Pikudei, Eilef Pikudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Eidah Shepukar Al Pi Moshe, Avodas Alviyim B'Yadi Somer Ben Arnakoyim. Eilef Pikudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Eidah. Seems to be a double lashon. Eilef Pikudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Eidah. So the Chassam Sofer, he learns this from a Medrash. He learns a Chiddush Nifla. Eilef Pikudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Eidah. The Chassam Sofer learns there are two Mishkans here. We're discussing not the regular one Mishkan, but two different Mishkan. One Mishkan is the Mishkan that we're used to. That we talk, Kadosh Baruch Hu told, make a Mishkan to do Avoida, bring Karbonis, the Kehanim will be there. That's the simple Mishkan. But there was leftover money from all this money, Vahoysar. They brought all this material, the Zov, the Kesav, and the Choshes. What happened to that Vahoysar? On that, some Sofer learned to a Medrash that this leftover, the Vahoysar, they built a Beis Medrash. Eilef Pikudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Eidah, the two Mishkan, is Miramez, one to the Beis Medrash and one to the regular Mishkan that we're used to in Truma Tzitzava VeYakob Pikudei. Eilef Pikudei HaMishkan, that's the Mishkan. Eilef Pikudei HaMishkan, that's the Mishkan of the Beis Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu built with the extra money. And the Chassam Sofer says that's where his Talmidim sat, where Isaac B'Torah. Mishkan Eidah is the regular Mishkan they placed Aron Kodesh in there with the Luchos. Zok the Chassam Sofer, and he's beyond Medaydus or a Medrash, that there was an extra Mishkan. This Mishkan is the base Medrash. The Chassam Sofer is medayik from this pshat of Eilef Pikudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Eidah, that the first Mishkan is the Mishkan of the Beis Medrash where we sat and learnt, and the second Mishkan is the Mishkan that's given so many psukim in the Torah, the Mishkan of Avodas HaKarbonis and Avodas Hashem in the place where the Kelim were. So which one is more chashuv? The first one, Eilef Pikudei HaMishkan. And that's the Mishkan of Torah. Be'emes, he brings us off in the Gemara and Megillah, but a Maisu Yeshua, the Gimel Menalf Megillah, the Yeshua had done two things. There was a bittel of the Talmud, and there was bittel Talmud Torah, the Rabban. And the Malach came with a Taina, and the Malach, now Yeshua asked him, which of the two Chisrainas did you come? He told him, Atavosi, I came on the Chisorn of Talmud Torah. You see, Klora Talmud Torah, Befrater Rabbim, is more choshev than Avoida. That's not to mean that Chas v'Shalom or Mavat Avoida, or that we give up mitzvahs because we have to learn. We learn Torah, Menas Lasas, we have to do the mitzvahs. But the question at the end of the day, what should we hold in higher esteem? What's the most choshev in the eyes of Rabbeinu Shalom? Where's the biggest accomplishment Shaya? And the answer is in Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah. Torah is cheshev, is considered in higher esteem than Avodah. In fact, the Gemara says in Megillah, Gobel da Mediak from the Megillah, it's hard to let go of the Megillah. When Mordechai was Rotsu L'Roiv Echav, so the Gemara, Pirshi Menu Mitzah Sanhedrin, Roiv Echav, not Kol Echav. Where was everybody else? They stayed away from him. Why? Because he was busy with governmental job. He became the prime minister of the empire. So he was busy. He had to devote some time to Malchus. Now, L'chera, if we would see this, we'd say, wow, this is very special. We have a tzaddik who's running the world, the Gashmi's world. How wonderful. Pirshmi menu miksa Sanhedrin. Not as a tiny, he had to do it. He had to do it. But in Chashivas, it's already not the same Chashivas. If you find somebody that jumped into the ocean and dragged out somebody, Rachmana Litzlan, was in danger of drowning. We'd give him a parade. He'd be a hero. We'd give him a aliyah. We'd make a kiddush for him, and he well deserves it. Matzol nefesh b'Yisrael. Kilo heitzol oyla mole. He deserves it. So the Gemara, you know what's even greater? You know what deserves even greater accord and greater honors? Godel Talmud Torah Yosef Masalva. So the Taz and Yerideya. It doesn't mean a chas v'shalom that if somebody sees somebody in such a matzav, he should say, I can't save him. I have a seder now. I have a chavrusa waiting. I have shir matzav Shabbos. Sorry. No, chas v'shalom. He's over an issur d'oraisa. Lo samed al dam re'echa. What it means is, who do we hold in high? Who accomplished more at the end of the day? Avada, the one who's matzah levish, had a chiv to do so. If he didn't, he was mavatl mitzvah. So he was gayim rachman al itzlan, a terrible thing, a catastrophe. But who le maisa in the world of accomplishment we hold that is even a greater level? The one who learns Torah. We ourselves don't appreciate the godless what it means to have Torah, to have Talmud Torah, to sit and learn.
Achieve that level, that they appreciate it.
Anybody can achieve that level.
That they achieve it,
100%. 100%. The body can achieve that level. Of course, you can achieve. We have certainly have yidden that even today. Many yidden that have achieved that level. Tivnei chachamim that have valued Torah, that are machshav Torah, the way they learn. We'll see you in a moment. Lemaisa, besides everything else, of Yaakov Pikudei, this week was Parshas Parah. And Parshas Parah, Rashi in Megillah Chavtes talks about that Parsha brings a Yushalmi. That Parshas Achaydish really should be before Parshas Parah. Parsha Achaydish, Rish Chaydish Nisan. The Serefas of Parah happened the next day. So in the order, chronologically, Parsha Achaydish should be before him. So why then do we have Parshas Parah this week and Parsha Achaydish next week? So Rashi brings the Yushalmi. Bipnei Mahik Dimuha. Shehi Tarasan Shal Yisrael. This is the Tahara. You need Tahara first. You need to be a Tor. We're going to Nissan, to the Avoid of Chaydish Nissan, the Avoid of the Pesach. You need to be B'Tahara. So we have to have Parshas Parah first, even though chronologically it's wrong. But Tahara goes first. We need to be a Kaddish B'Tor. L'chayra, Be'ez Hashem, this year we look forward to having back the Parah Duma, to being B'Tahara, making the Korban Pesach. But as of today, we're not B'Tahara. Even the Parshas Parah didn't help us. L'maisa, mitzad hilchis tumma B'Tahara. So where are we going with Tahara today? Zok the Shloa Kaddish. You look at the Pasuk, what we laying today about Parshas Parah. We laying from the beginning of Parshas Chukas. Zois Chukas HaTorah Shetziva Hashem Leimur. The Pasuk, instead of saying Zois Chukas HaParah, said Zois Chukas HaTorah. Zok the Shloa Kaddish is being merames that you know what's going to be metaras now? Chukas HaTorah. Person sits and learns. That's metara person. You sit and learn. You're not only doing the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You're cleansing yourself. You're purifying yourself. You're elevating yourself. By learning Torah, you're not the same person. Person sits and learns Torah. He's not the person he was the hour before he started to learn Torah. It's a different person. Emesis, there's different madregas of Tahara. The obvious madrega, the normal madrega of Tahara is Tahara B'mayim. Prince goes to a mikveh. Even in that, there's different levels of Tahara. There's a mikveh of Mayim that's gathered together, a mikveh that's gathered together, 40 saw of rainwater. We add in water, and with that, we have a Tahara. There's a higher level of Tahara, Mayim Chayim. A Mayim Chayim, a Zov. It's not enough a regular mikveh. He needs a Mayim. He needs Mayim Chayim. We use Mayim Chayim for the Parah Duma, to mix it with the ashes. Then there's another whole madrega. The Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitarz, is beyond our comprehension. Kaviyochol in a mikvah shal eish. The tahara of Torah is a tahara of eish. The pasuk says ki koy devorai ke'esh nom Hashem. The words of Torah are fire. A person learns Torah, he's purifying himself. He's purifying himself with fire. And what is the godless of purifying soul with fire? Because when a person does, anything positive. Gets Asiris. It happens all the time. People Nisir constantly. What's the challenge with Asiris? Challenge is it dissipates. As quickly as it can come, that quickly can be dissipated. Today the person Nisir, and tomorrow it's gone. It was yesterday's news. Our retention, our process, especially in today's world, the world of a momentary mamish, a moment making a reshim, and that's it. What they call in the secular world a soundbite. It's a second, right? Your attention span. Attention span, it goes. I remember when our Rosh Yeshiva, one yeshiva got, Nebuch got weak, he got shvach, he got sick. Shurim had been an hour and a half. It got cut down to an hour, then to 45 minutes, then to a half hour. And we remember reading that Amolek Yitzaitin, there was yeshiva to give shir straight for 7-8 hours. Gemara talks about Amor gave shir, and nobody was able to leave. They had to be cautious of, they didn't go to the bathroom, they got sick. It went for hours straight. Our Kaiches, who can go for hours straight? A few minutes, and Baruch Hashem, that's already a bonus. Kenai Nahar, Mavakshi Hashem, the Idiyah Shabidis can come here to Far Hashem for a few moments. It should be Zaychet to give it over. But it takes time. But what is the godless of age? Why does things dissipate? And what's the godless of age? Things dissipate because you get cooled off, as we say. You get cooled off. It's a kirus. We're constantly getting a kirus. We get warmed up. We get heated up even. We get warmed up. Something we get heated up. We're mamish, mamish, shamam, hasiris, mayim, and other. Imagine Yom Kippur, Nila, the Amor, the Kisiris, the Olam is on Be'esh. The Olam is on fire. There's Amol Esiris, Apurim, Asim Ches Torah, I'm dancing with the last guy, because Amor Esiris. But what happens? We have what we call cooling off period. And that heat, that warmth, cools off, cools off, cools off until you're cold, you start cold. But if you're metal yourself with Torah, that's an age. That's a pilot light. And that pilot light that a person can retain if he learns Torah. And once he learns Torah, he's lit. His neshama is lit up. His mind is lit up. The neshama shabemaychi. That even not b'shas when he's learning. But he knows he's learning. He's a Torah dekiyid. He's a ben Torah. What he does al pi Torah. Pais can tell us he may bix a Torah in the morning. Then somebody goes to work, doesn't come back to learn for hours later. So hefsik shein kamay. Why does he have to make a new bracha? And somebody ate in the sukkah, leaves the sukkah for a few hours, and comes back. Of course, he has to make a new bracha when he eats again. Why do we make a new birkas haTorah? The place can tell us because we're not mafsik. We learned Torah and then we acted Torahdik the rest of the day. We did Torahdik. We did Torah. We acted Torah. We're Mekayim Mitzvahs in Torah, even in business. Whether it was not taking ribbis and not being gazlin and not doing Ainoa and doing Chesed and being Erlich and being honest with the Mishkolos. Everything is up in Torah. There's no Hefsik B'chla. The pilot light that's lit, if somebody learns Torah, that has to keep away the careers. He can't get cold. He's warm. That's the Tahara of Torah. The Tahara of Torah is a much deeper Tahara, a Tahara of Esh to cleanse the person and keeps the warmth going that even when again, when he would normally get cold, he would lose the Seiris, he can still hold on to it. This godless of Zeus Chukas HaTorah, the Tahara that we have today, the Eilu Pekudei HaMishkan, the Moshe Rabbeinu made a priority to make a Beis Medrash. The Yisoid HaDover is the godless of this Torah, of the process starts when you walk into Beis Medrash. It doesn't even take, you don't even have to wait till you sit down or go to the back and find the Gemara, then sit down, open up to the right daf, Pesach, Mil, Batkusi, get started. The mere fact you walk into the Beis Medrash, you left your house, you came to the Beis Medrash to learn, you're already, there's something special going on. The Gemara says in the very same daf of Megillah, Asidim, Batiknesias, Ubatimidrashis, Shebebovel, we spoke about this morning. There's a Girsir Shebechutz Lorets, Sheikbu Beretz Yisrael. They're going to end up in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara makes a Kalvachaymer. There's Kalvachaymers from Har Tovar and Har Carmel that are going to be put into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because they came to hear Torah by Matan Torah, so we make a Kalvachaymer. Mandach, they that came to hear Torah for a little while. they're going to be zech in Eretz Yisrael. But the midrashim that are full of Torah at all hours, halachas kama kama, but the gnesis and but the midrashim are going to be in Eretz Yisrael. As we mentioned in the morning, the Magen Avraham learns that even the karka olam, the ground that it's built on, that too gets kedusha Eretz, and that too is going to Eretz Yisrael. Look how deep the kedusha of Beis Medrash is. The ground. Someone could say, you put up a building, okay, you put up a building, you put kedusha into the building. But the ground that's chutzor, that belongs to Los Angeles, that belongs to Hollywood, California. What kedusha can that possibly have? No one knows, up to Magen Avraham, that becomes part of Beis Medrash, you could put kedusha in there, mamish. Mamish kedusha in there. And it's also going to pick up a leaf. It's also going to pick up a leaf. Azay Bait, the Marsha says that this Kedusha is a Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, that, as we said in the morning, that we have a Simcha, Beis Hashem Neilech, as the Pasuk says in Tillim, at the end of by the Sherem Allison, so Machti Ba'im Rimli Beis Hashem Neilech, Oim Leishoyer Aglein Mishalayach, Shalayim Mishalayim Abnu Yikishchum Leyachdom. We're Beis Hashem, we're in Beis Medrash. We're already happy. Why? Because we're standing in Yerushalayim. Which Yerushalayim? Shechurba Leyachdom. They're mechaber all the Batei Bendroshim and Batei Knesiyas to the Beis Hamikdash. Came an extended Beis Hamikdash. The whole Yerushalayim is one shtick Beis Hamikdash. I'm standing there now. Azoy Vait at the Velt says Apshat, the famous Gemara beginning of Brachos. Rabbi Yochanan Tomer. Rabbi Yochanan was amazed. By what could Rabbi Yochanan already be amazed? He saw Elter Yidden in Chutz Lords. Saw Elter Yidden in Babel. Ikas, he found out. Bech lived in Eretz Yisrael. And he found out. Ikas Sabi be Babel. There's Elter Yidden living in Babel. Elter Yidden. Laman Yubu Yimechem Yimei Benechem Ala Adomitsu. Old age for Yidden. Ala Adom has to be in Eretz Yisrael. How could it be there's Sabi be Babel? The Chutz Lords is Elter Yidden. No, but Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yochanan had a teretz. It could be old age in Chutz Lords. What was the teretz? So the Gemara teretz, he heard that they come early and leave late. The Beis Medrash, that's a teretz. He heard that they come late, they come early. Beis Medrash. Beis Medrash here is already learning here at Chveis after 5 o'clock in the morning, and people learning late. There's people learning here at Chveis to sometimes 11 o'clock at night. People who are coming early and leaving late. Say the. Hilaplum, what's a terence? Very nice, I have a schusatayr. But your kasha, you knew that a schusatayr. What was your kasha? Your kasha was shtek that posting in the Torah. Posting in parts is Akim. Laman, you, but you make me, Allah Adoma. What are you doing with the posting? How did you take care of the problem with the posting? The terence is, Lefidus Marsha. That the Beis HaMedrash and Beis HaKnesset have Kedusha Yisrael today. Why do they have Kedusha Yisrael today? Because of the Gemara and Megillah. Asin bat Knesset bat Medrash and Sheik Beretz Yisrael. In the Marsha saying they have Kedusha Yisrael today. Zot Rav Yochanan, they hang out in a Beis HaMedrash. They spend extra time. Beis HaMedrash means they're practically living in Beis HaMedrash. So they're living in Eretz Yisrael. Al Adoma, they are Al Adoma. They're right here Al Adoma, like the Magen Avraham says. The Karka is already Eretz Yisrael. Al Adoma, they're in Eretz Yisrael. We are today in right now we're in Eretz Yisrael. Kedusha Yisrael. And that's before you open the Gemara. Before you open the Gemara, you have Kedusha Yisrael. You already have a school of Arichas Yomim. That the Shayach Arichas Yomim, you're in Eretz Yisrael. Al Adomitzu. Oyim and Oyim. What it means is Chusat Torah, which we don't appreciate, what it means Chusat Torah. But take it even further. The Gemara says in Brach is a famous mice in the fourth parak. Rav Gamliel insisted that whoever comes to the Beis Medrash to learn has to be toichai kebarai. His inside has to match the outside. Just like the Aron Kodesh in the Mishkan, toichai kebarai. The inside has to match the outside. Fine. Very restricted list of people who can come into his yeshiva. Rav Gamliel, Agantza Mais in the Gemara, was replaced as the Nasi temporarily. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi. That week, that when it happened, the day it happened, it was a Velds day. They resolved all kinds of shilas. Why? Rabu Asaf Solim. They had so many more people in Beis Medrash. 400, some say 800. Mamish, you can imagine, they opened the doors. They weren't makbid on Teichi Kibarai. And make a matzav of Torah, hundreds of new kailas of Torah. Rugamli Achalish Adas. They showed him in a dream. The Achalish Adas, maybe they're wrong. Here he was insisting all the time, you have to be Teichik Kebarek to get into yeshiva. Well, nice. They showed him in a dream. It looks good, but the insides are rough, black inside. Was up the Gemara, it's not the Emes. They just did it to Miyashiv, to push Miyashiv Rukhah. Major Gamaliel shouldn't feel bad. Grab pillar ploin. A chaloim should come from Shemayim. That's not true. That's not true. To be Miyashiv Daita? To be Miyashiv Daita. Find a way, Miyashiv Daita. Felt Aitzis out of Miyashiv Daita. Yuschusim a great Gamaliel, now's the time, Aitz Ratzim for this. Kashav Amaisa. Should have a chaloim that doesn't reflect the truth. If we look carefully at the Lashon HaGemara, we see that this chaloim was the truth. The Gemara says that there was a Veldt's day. The day was a historical day. Mishnais and Idyas are based on this day. It was a historic day. They solved all kinds of dilemmas they had in Torah and the land, Shilas that they couldn't solve. But it says, it should have said, because there were so many more Talmidim, there was such a coil of new Talmidim and Limud HaTorah was Oyman. It doesn't say that. It says, Rab Nisirabu Hasaf Solim. The banklach, there are more chairs. Is there a bigger insult than that? Open the doors. Ah, wonderful. There's more chairs being occupied than mismatch. That's all you have to say? How about looking at the occupier of the chair? Not that the chair seems to be the ikir, and the occupier is tuffled to the chair. You would seemingly say, oy, oy, look how many people are filling up the chair. The people are the ikir, not the chair. The teretz is, at that moment when they came, originally they came at the door to the yeshiva, all we were doing was filling chairs. We had nobody of significance. All these new people were taka insignificant. They were not toichik ebar. Gamaliel was right. They were not people that were roy to come sit in such a bismedrash, to be part of the masa matn of chedushay Torah l'alocha m'sayers klal Yisrael. They weren't roy l'kach. It was only a ribui safsalim. All we can say is we didn't get new talmidim. These aren't talmidim. We have new chair occupiers. That's all we could taka say. So what lemaisa happened? Oh, but they sat in the Beis Medrash. The Kol Torah of Beis Medrash. The Gemara is open. It's Kedushas Beis Medrash. Kedushas Beis Medrash. And there it was in Eretz Yisrael Gufa. Can you think somebody can stay at his Madrega in such a matzav? When somebody is in such a matzav, he becomes so elevated that from the robos of Solon, from being merely an occupier of a chair, came Azar Ribui Torah. That was the most historic day in the history of Tatanoim. That so many things were in his bar, but it started because Ravina was right. At the end, it became clear that maybe that was the wrong approach. But be Yisoyde, he was right, they weren't roy. So the chaloyim would be Yisoyde Emes. But it was only Yashiv Daita because it's not the right approach. The right approach, fill up the chair, get him into that Safso, and open the Gemara, get him into the Beis Medrash. You come into the Beis Medrash, it's a whole new world. The Beis Medrash itself, the school is a Beis Medrash, just come to learn. That's the Aluf Sheba Aluf, the Koyach HaTorah, the Koyach HaTaharas HaTorah, the Koyach HaEish HaTorah begins at the door, but on this side of the door. On that side of the door, Shvach, but he comes on this side of the door, it's already a whole different story. And that's the godless of what happened over there, the godless of the Batei Medrash.
I just had one little thing there, the Ben Yoyada says, that where they know that they do add all these Talmidim, but they're not Tekha Gaboro, because they looked at it.
He was not himself. Very good. Very good. Well, Maisa, somebody thinks to himself, says, okay, fine. Torah is murder, it's mitar, it's ace, you grow, you become elevated, you're not the same person. That's a person who takes a Gemara, he sits there, it's now 9 o'clock at night, he doesn't get up from his chair, now it's Man Krishmas an hour later, he'll get up from his chair in 12 hours from now, 9 o'clock, and he'll go daven a minyan, still make Krishna bezmanei bebrochos, and okay, but I'm here, going to be here for a few minutes, I'm going to learn a few words. What is it going to do for me? For me and my matzav, what can I already do with Torah? Tzatos, amir dekatos. We know the Mishnah says in Peah, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Talmud Torah can tell Torah with all the mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs. Talmud Torah is the Shabbos of 613. Can you imagine somebody comes to you and says, listen, I'm ready to give you a package worth as if you did 613 mitzvahs. I'm going to give it to you in your hands. What am I talking about? 613 mitzvahs. I can't even be mekayim most of the mitzvahs. Not a kohen, not a bezdin. We don't have a base of mikdash. Oh, there's so many mitzvahs. Can't be mekayim. The Chofetz Chaim is safer a mitzvah kotzer. The amount of mitzvahs we can do today. Much, much smaller than Tayag. Talmud Torah ke'kulam. Do you do Torah? Ke'ilu? You did all 613. It's a Shabbos of all 613. Good. But how much? The Goyin's amount of Torah. The Goyin's Asagas in Torah. You do a Talmud came to the Vilna Goyin and said, Rebbe, but simply imagine it's the Vilna Goyin's Talmud. This is not to stump somebody in our times. It's the Vilna Goyin's a Talmud. Somebody who was zeichet to be in the circle of the Vilna Goyin. He said, Rebbe, he finished Masech the Sukkah. He's married, make a seam, he's besimcha. The Goyin said, you will, you did. Okay. How many kosher sukkahs were there in Masech the Sukkah? How many sukkahs ksheirs are mentioned in Masech the Sukkah? How many sukkahs psulas are mentioned in Masech the Sukkah? How many machloiks and abai v'rova are there in Masech the Sukkah? The Vilna Goyin's asagas of finishing a Masech the Sukkah. The Talmud went back to Chazar. Asagas in Torah. So the Goyin, Talmud Torah Kenei Kulam. The Goyin Alein, the Goyin Bechvayit of Atzmi writes, Talmud Torah Kenei Kulam, not the Goyin's Asogis, one word of Torah. Talmud Torah Kenei Kulam, one word of Torah. Not Kol HaTorah Kulam, not a Masechta, not an Omid, and not a Goyin's Asogah in a line of Torah. One word of Torah. Talmud Torah Kenei Kulam is 613 minutes. All the schools that we're talking about, this fire of Torah, one word of Torah. Person finds himself so many times. You have nothing to do. You have a few minutes. It's not worth it. I'm going to go to Beis Medrash. Call my chavrusa. By the time I call him, I need to leave already. What? One word of Torah. Talmud Torah Kenega Kulam. One word of Torah. Go to your bookshelf. Take out Mishnayis Brachas. Me'emosai. One word of Torah. Take out Mishnayis Avos. Moshe Kibbutz Emosai. One word of Torah. One word of Torah. Everybody knows at least one line by heart. Chazeret one line by heart. One line by heart. Something. Yeah, you do as somebody came to Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Zangas until you do him before some smice and it came to him. So I said, yes, what do you want? Rebbe, I want to buy he bought already a new American style car. This is years ago. Bnei Brak. Years ago. Stuck out. No, so what's the problem? My wife says Ein Harib. It's Ein Harib. I have to ask Rishos to teach such a car. Ein Harib. People have an Ein Harib. I think it's a Shekzach an Ein Harib. Chaim looks at this. Saim Shaz? No. You know Masechta? No. You know a parak in the Gemara Balpeh? No. You know a Blat Gemara Balpeh? No. You know Amid Gemara Balpeh? No. Saim Nahara? Who's going to be Makami you ever? Who can be Makami you? Go buy your car. Don't worry about it. Makami you. One word, Belamaisa. That's the Hasagas of Torah, of Shlemus by Torah, of other those Hasagas of Torah. But one word of Torah, Talmud Torah Kenei Kulam. How much opportunity we have to be Matar ourselves, the Shlo HaKadosh Zois Chukas HaTorah. Just be Matar yourselves, one word of Torah. One word of Torah. One word of Torah. But the Emes HaDorim is, even when you learn the one word of Torah, the one word has to be completely learned. Zois Chukas HaTorah, and the Pasuk goes on and talks about the whole Maisa Paraduma. And then the Pasuk again says, Zoi Satoira Adam Kiyamas Boil. Zoi Satoira Adam Kiyamas Boil. Zoi Satoira Adam Kiyamas Boil. Chavetz Chaim once said, he was asked by somebody, how he's so torud, so many tirdas, Esig, Parnasa, Mishpacha. How is he going to set aside real time to learn? How's a shaykh? What could he possibly do? Zoi Satoira Chavetz Chaim told him Adam Kiyamas Boil. He said like this. He says, there was once a seicher, a very successful seicher. He got up early, went to Davin, and he went to work. A man was very busy in his store. Merchants came from all over to buy seicher from him. He was a wholesaler. His wife helped him in the store. He got older, he sees the beard is white. He said, what's going to be with me? What am I taking to Olam Haba? What am I taking to Olam Haba? So he decides, okay, from now on, I'm changing. He goes to a regular minyan. Davin's a shtarka tefillah b'tzibur for an hour, a shachris. 8 o'clock minyan over here goes till 9. And then he goes and he sits down for 2 hours, sits and learns. Comes home after 3 hours, his wife's in shock. She says, what happened to you? Are you okay? What's going on? I was torrid, I got busy. Fine. Next day, decides he's going to do the same thing. His wife is suspicious at this point. And she goes, she remembers he went to shul. It's 3 hours, almost 3 hours ago. Well, there he is, sitting in front of Gemara, sitting cut. She's got the store full of customers, full of the regular sachrim coming. She loses her calm, and she screams, Yanko, what are you doing, Miss Medrash? I got a store full of people waiting for you. What are you doing? So what am I supposed to do? He says, listen, I'm getting old, I have to learn. Fine, you want to learn? Michael, you don't want to make any more money? Fine, we have, I'm Michael, all that. But what should I tell all these people? What do I tell them? He says, my dear Rebbe, what if the Malach HaMavos would come now and say, it's time to go? Would we say, hold on a minute, we got merchants in the store, we got Seichrim, we can't leave now. We got merchants, of course not. That's a joke. Nobody can say that. So from now on, just look at it. I'm gone. Tell them that your husband is gone. He's dead. Nobody will have any problem. They'll just give you sympathy. They won't expect. They won't have kindness. And when I get back after 3 hours in Beis Medrash, Tchiyas HaMeisim, wonderful. Nobody will have. Everybody will be happy. Tzok Techavetz Chaim, Zoyis HaTorah Adam Kiyomus Ba'il. Set aside time. In that time, you are not attached to the world at all. You are detached from the living world. You are in the world of Torah. You're not in that world, Bechlal. It's so relevant for us today. You have to close off everything. A few things can stay open. But most things have to be closed off, right? You have to close this and that and this phone and that machine and the computer. And you have to be closed off. You have to forget. And then mentally, you have to forget everything. Yes, it's one word, but it has to be total devotion and immersion in that one word. When you say that one word of Torah, or you're learning that one word of Torah, you're learning it aklorka. That's Amel. That's the Torah that we're talking about. That Torah is Matar. The Torah that one completely lives that Torah. Amel is Matar. One forgets the world. They say, Reb Shach. One time came, and he was on the Panovich, big yeshiva. Have you ever been to Panovich? A huge place. Some of you were there. It was a huge place. And Reb Shach was all the way in the Mizrachvant. He comes up with a, he usually comes with a gemara, with a sack in his hand. It's a bag of garbage, all the way up to the front. He goes, Shiva trucked upside. Oh, what was this bar? He went out of his house to throw out the garbage and started thinking in a sugya. Psachidish and Aviezi in the Rambam. In Gansu Fargesen, then his feet took Raglois, as we say by Dabra Melch, Raglois Shalodum Alichazoi. Your feet go automatically on automatic. Sometimes you find yourself just automatically going where you normally go, right? You're on cruise control. He goes to Beis Medrash. He's holding the garbage, completely forgot. Brought the garbage all the way up to the Mizrach Fund. Shaku and learning. Amelus Bateria, a person Shaku and learning. When you learn, ask me, Adam Kiyom Spell, the world doesn't exist. You forgot everything. And did that become a bezoyin? A galech? No, became the godless of what Reb Shach really is. That's the pshat of a person when he learns the Torah of Tahara, the Torah of Eish, is the Torah of the person is living in the world of Torah in that moment. He's living in the Beis Medrash, he's living in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, he's living outside the regular world. A person, Lamaisa, has to try. People say, okay, listen, it's very nice, but it's not for me. We have no idea what it means merely to try. A person's chiyuv in this world is lav dafka to accomplish, because who says you can't accomplish? A person in the secular world can open a business, can have the smarts and have the resources. It's a gaitnish. It doesn't go. A person can have kaiches. It doesn't go. Everything, even in the world of ruchnis, a person might want to accomplish, lav dafka goes. You need siyat d'shmai. Our chiyuv is to try. And that chiyuv to try, mamash learn from these parshas. The parshas of Ayakol Pikudei, if you look at them, al pipshutai, completely a repeat of Truma Tzatzava. It's a pellet. The Torah is makbir on every ice. Every ice. And here we have two whole parshas that are basically a repeat. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? What's the pshat? The pshat's a repeat. Priskarav sa'amur de kipshat. The Gemara says in Bechairis, the Gemara wonders, is there such a thing as being mitzamtzem bidei adam? Which means, can you get something exact? To the end, to the millimeter. Mamish, to the last fraction. If somebody's in building, how much can you get? How exact can you get it? To the inch? Probably. Can you get it to the fraction of an inch? How closely can you get it? Gemara declares, if it's even shayach tzimtzum bidei adam. Zok Gemara, I'll bring you a raya that it is. Because we were told to build a Mishkan, Midas Kalim, Midas Mizbeach. We were told a certain Midah, a measurement. We're told to do it. So you see, you have to be Mitzamtik. We're told to do it. So we had a Chiv to do it. Sakta Gemara, no. Shani Hasan, Rachmana Omar Ovid. The Torah says, go do it. Ubachol Hechi, the Motzis Lameba, Bechariz, Yudzayin of a base. Chol Hechi, the Motzis Lameba, Nichole. However you did it, Rabban Shom Sivri. So in other words, maybe we can't, maybe it's physically impossible for a human being to get an exact. But your chiyuv is to do, that's all the Rabbi Shem expected. Sakta Briskarov, That's the godless v'yakob pikudei. In Truman Tetzav, we were told what to do. In one pasuk, he could have written that we did it, and that's it. At the end of Truman Tetzav, he could have said, and we did it. But v'yakob pikudei starts saying over every prat that we did it. What's the chiddush? That we did kechol asher tzivu. The napsh that we did it. We were matzliach to be mitzamtzin. It's not shayach in a chanami. We set out knowing that we're not obligated. But we tried, and we wanted, and we did, and we had siyat d'shmaya. And therefore, every prat had to be repeated every single time. It was a chiddush. During kaiz, we matzliach to get it down to the nth degree, exactly to the measurements of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chiddush. Minayra, noch ha-chiddush. Shulcha, noch ha-chiddush. And on and on and on to every single prat. Everything had to repeat. There's nothing extra here. Every single part's a chiddush. That in each one, we're matzliach. How are we matzliach? Because we weren't mechuyiv. All we're mechuyiv to do is try. That's what the Gemara says in Mefurish. But by trying, a person has a siyat d'shmaya that's way, way beyond what you can even expect. The trying itself is beyond what a person can expect. Hey, Mom, you see it, chush. Chafetz Chaim set out to make a campaign against Lashon Hara. Today, Lashon Hara, the safer the Lashon Hara, Chafetz Chaim, became mamash a must-read for Bnei Torah. Chafetz Chaim, Shmir Saloshin, there's a Lucha Shmir Saloshin, there's everything. Rameir Shapiro had an idea, Daf Yomi, today, everywhere you go, there's a Daf Yomi, mamash, you can't, there's a shul, there's a besmenish, there's a shirb, Daf Yomi, and on and on and on, everything's like that. Al Dvorish Mekdusha, way beyond the normal, one can expect. Hatzol, how did Hatzol start? A Yid Rachman al Islam Nebuch fell to a heart attack on the street. There was a Amish Yid in Brooklyn who was standing next to me. He said, this can't be. And he asked Eitzis from Gedolim. He started at Tzolot. Time Cheshabbos started from somebody sending packages to somebody. Today, thousands and thousands of people, recipients, beneficiaries, Time Cheshabbos. On and on and on. Things like, Shalei Kederach HaTav HaTzlocha. Because the accomplishment is not ours. Our Chiyuv is just to try. We have to try. And if we try, if we try, then the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Siyata D'Shemaya is way, way, way beyond what we can do. Novos, we have to really try. And not only do you have to try, your Machshav has to be a Machshav Atar. You have to really want. It says twice, Tzal ben Uri ben Chur, had a koyach, lachshav machshavais, lasis, bezo, bekes, mechashis. He had a koyach machshav, lachshav machshav. What do you need a koyach machshav for? Oh, good, kipshutai, Tzal. Had great kaiches youth, Litzarev by Oisius, he knew the secrets of the Bria. What's the Pashup Shat? Lachshev Machshav is the Veltz's of Shat. Chaim Volozhin, when he started Volozhin Yeshiva, obviously needed help from the Olam to how to keep this Yeshiva going. It was a novel idea to take care of the Olam in one central place, and obviously it was a heavy financial burden. So Reb Chaim had people who went around collecting and put together money. And they used to keep records of what each person gave, pre-computer, with Shaykh, to write it in a book. And they brought it back, and Reb Chaim would look it over and see who gave money to the yeshiva. It was very tzifrin. One time, one of the collectors said, he wants to tell the Rav, that he thinks it would be much more matzlich if he'd be mechubedik. Listen, he's walking around in tatters. He's walking around with an alta fared in a broken wagon. If he would look bekovedik, then people would give more bekovedik, and it would be with him. You put out, then you get back more. Make a fancier dinner, you're going to get a fancier donation. Chai was mask. No. Guy had himself a nicer looking clothes, a nicer car, which was a horse and wagon in those days, maybe even a shamas. And he went around collecting, and it worked. Goes to one yiddo, and didn't work. Okay, gave him much smaller nedava. He comes back to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim looks over to the nedavas. He sees this one yid used to give kach v'kach, gave much less this year. Chaim says, okay, he's going to find out personally. When he's in that area, he's going to find out. He went to, the next time Reb Chaim was in that town, he went into this yid. Opens the door, says, Reb Chaim, v'loshim, v'choyde v'atzmai. Rubs his chavek sets and says, what is? He says, listen, I had a question for you. I noticed every year you gave beautiful schumim. What happened this year? He said, I'll tell her up. I really can't afford it. I went it's such a beautiful thing, a yeshiva, a central yeshiva. People come, it's young from all over, come to learn. Be megadol gedoyle Torah. I gave mamish more than my kaychas. But that's because it went for Torah. But now, do I need my money? Should go for a horse? My money should go for clothing? My money should go for the guy for this and that? I'm not interested. Chaim opened up the Chumash. What's Pshat? Lachshev Machshavos. Betzal Ben Uri Ben Chur. Lachshev Machshavos. He knew how to think thoughts. What pshat? So people gave gold, people gave silver, people gave copper. Whose gold ended up in the Kodesh Kadoshim? Whose gold ended up in Aron Kodesh? If you would ask somebody, right? What do you want done with your gold? Aron Kodesh, me? Aron Kodesh, of course. I belong in the Kodesh Kadoshim. I belong in Kodesh Kadoshim. The other guy, he belongs out there in the Chatzir, but I belong in the Kodesh Kadoshim. I mean, how is Bitzal going to know? Lach Shoy Machshavas, Reb Chaim Volozhin said. He was able to know this person wanted in the Aron Kodesh because he wanted covet. He's not getting into the Aron Kodesh. This one gave l'shmo, totally l'chvoid shamayim. I don't care about anything. I want the Rabbeinu Shlom's covet to be there, to be a mamish akvoid shamayim. He's going to get there. Everybody, l'fi, his madrega in machshava, that's where his donation ended up. So Reb Chaim finished and told him, don't worry, you're a nadvin. You're givul l'shem shamayim. Your money's not going to end up in the horse. Your money's not going to end up in the person's suit. Your money's going to end up in the Torah, in the yeshiva. Don't worry. Somebody who's giving with a different kind of machshava, that will go here. Lachshei machshavas betzal ben uri ben chur ad ha-koyach, and that's the koyach of Torah. But if we're going to have this koyach of Torah, that our koyach is, you need machshavas. The machshava also makes a difference. The person comes to machshava, they truly want to elevate himself with Torah. He's not learning because that's it, because that's just the schedule. He's learning because he feels there's a chiyuv of a yid to learn Torah. And more than that, he wants to be a ben Torah. He wants to be a Torah de Kamench. He wants Torah to be something. He wants that pilot light on. That's a machshava. The machshava goes far beyond what a person can do. Emes is, the Ramban says it before us here. The Ramban says a pasuk at the beginning of a Yaakov. Vayavoyu kol isha shenesoy liboy. Pashas means the people. People are coming to give. It's not about the Nadvonim, but Nadvonim, it talks about the Divus. It's talking about the Chachamim who did the work in the Mishkan. So what's Ashenesoy Liboy? So he says, the Ramban says, Loihoyu behem shalomar as a malachas ha'elam imelamid. Nobody here trained for this kind of work, Bachlo. They had no training. So how did they do any of this? They had no training. Loihoyu behem shalomar as a malachas ha'elam imelamid. Somebody was an Uman in this. So how were they successful? Sakhtaramban. And they found somehow they're able to do it. Why? Because they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, Ani esa kol asher adoini doiver. I want to do everything what I'm asked to do. I want to do everything for Hashem. Somehow he found the kaychus. If a person has rots and has a good machshava, you have no idea where that's going. The machshava and the rots take a person far beyond what his normal natural kaychus can do. What the ikr is, firstly, just come. First, you just come to the Beis Medrash. Come, be kibi, have a shaychus to Torah. Be mechuber l'tayr. Just come into the Beis Medrash. And when you do learn, and that learning could be, sometimes a person doesn't have time to come to Beis Medrash, but he learns whatever, he learns even one word, he realizes the koyach. But when he learns that one word, it's called kulay, that one word. He shut out everything else. When he learns completely. And when you do that, then the koyach atayr comes, and the koyach atayr goes way beyond what you think. Way beyond what you think. People who have no shaychus to learning. But they become b'nei Torah. They become b'nei. Why? Because they want. They want. They want. They have a rots in them. Moshe will be Messiah with one Meisah. When we were growing up, obviously, the Gadol HaDor was Reb Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein, who called it Torah Kula. Who was this Reb Moshe Feinstein's Rebbe? And I think his main Rebbe was his father, actually. But where did he learn what yeshivas? He didn't learn much in yeshivas. But the most time of a yeshiva he learned them was in yeshiva of a reshiva called Reb Pesach Pruskin. Pesach, he had a yeshiva in Kabrin, in two places. Who was this Reb Pesach Pruskin? He started off being a mashgiach in Slutsk. And he was a Yerushamayim and Erlich Yid, but he wasn't known as a Veltz Mechadush Torah. But he tried. He wanted to learn, he wanted to say, but he was there for mashgiach, for hashgacha reasons. Not always is the mashgiach the Talmud Chacham of the yeshiva. It came to the point he once said, Avad, Chabura, learning. And it was so off the mark, the Talmidim started laughing. Imagine Agmas Nefesh of an Erlich Yid was trying to learn, say a Chiddush, and the Mamish meets the approval of laughter. That's the way. He went into a corner of the Beis Medrash where nobody was looking, nobody could see him. He just put his head down and started to cry. He started to cry that he's not Matzlich on Torah. He doesn't have Matzlach on Torah. He cried. He cried, and he fell asleep. His brought down in Nagdom. And he fell asleep. And in the Nagdom of his Savior, there's a Savior called Shiur Pesel Mikabrin. And he fell asleep. And in the sleep, he hears a message. Go start to learn the three babas. Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. Wakes up. He takes it seriously. Took out a Bava Kama, from the base, and just started to learn. Start by smother Rav Yizach. Achashva, Erlucha, Masma beforehand. Nothing compared to after that. Took out a Bava Kama, started learning Bava Kama. As he started going through the babas, he felt a behirus in Torah, some clarity in learning that he had never before had. He started saying chaburas to Talmidim from a few. What's he saying? More came to here. Came to the point where Shiva's told him, maybe it's time to make your own yeshiva. He made his yeshiva, and look who his Talmud is. The Rav Moshe Feinstein is his Talmud. One can only imagine what the Rebbe's Chayach of Torah is. Why? Not a person who knew how to learn. We're not talking about 1,000 years ago. We're talking about Mamish, Rav Moshe, well, those who were old enough saw, were zeichet to see. It was his Rebbe. His Rebbe. What does it come from? From a rotzen, from a tshuka, from a machshava tahir, and opening the Gemara. Coming to Beis Medrash, opening the Gemara. Those are the keys. And that's as we started this parsha, Eilu Pikudei HaMishkan, the Moshe saw fit to open another Mishkan HaBeis Medrash. That the Shloah HaKadosh says, the key of a parsha's part today is to learn, that the Rabbi should help, that we should become mechubar to Torah, even a word of Torah. A word of Torah, be matar us and elevate us, be meraimim us. We should become b'nei Torah, be motzachem b'nei Hashem, b'ez Hashem. We should be zoichal de Torah to the gula shleimim here. Be amen, amen.